This is a Social Storytellers podcast.
Welcome to We Are the Watchers. Tom. And Leah. Are the Watchers.
Welcome to We Are the Watchers, Universal Epic Universe special. How'd it go?
That was smooth. Well done.
It was good.
Yeah, it's a mouthful and you nailed it.
I had a practice beforehand, but I'm glad that I got through it successfully and that we're going to talk about it because there has been some news and rumours and...
That's right. So there's a lot of stuff that is just completely up in the air. Basically, all we know for certain is what they announced last week, which is they are going to build a new theme park. It's going to be in Orlando, very close to the other parks, but not connected to them.
Yep.
There'll probably be a bus or shuttle bus service, I imagine, going between them. It's not too far, something like 2.5 miles, maybe 3 miles.
Okay. So, yeah, probably not walking distance, but...
For a lot of Americans, no.
Yeah, that's
they
don't, out of...
Like, if they're from California, they don't walk.
New York, that's not a problem.
Yeah, different thing. And it's going to be a bit different in sort of design. It's going to use what's called a hub spoke design, which if you think of Disneyland, it has always has a castle or something in the middle, and every land is connected off that. So what this park is instead is that central hub is going to be open to the public, so everyone can walk through and there'll be shops and restaurants and what like that.
So you don't have to pay.
Not in that central area, but once you're going into the lands, then you pay. Now, I don't know if that means you select which lands you want to go to.
I bet you can get a day pass.
Oh, you definitely have. Yeah, yeah. It's more, I don't know whether you can buy a cheaper ticket if you're only going to one area.
Yeah. Well, that would make sense because judging by the rumours of what there potentially could be, some people may just want to go to one.
That's right, because there's some very disparate sort of rumours. Now, anyone listening, if you haven't seen, there's a great image, a mock-up. It's literally the only thing we've seen so far of what it could look like that's official. If you do
it's
a search.
It's like a painting.
It is kind of like that. Yeah. It's a nice artist render or mock-up. If you search for Epic Universe, you're going to see this image straight away. And you'll see what I mean about this central area. There's fountains. There's a great big hotel at the very back with a very large fountain out front. It looks like some sort of Vegas-style fountain show they'll probably have at night. And there's fireworks in the painting, so it means they'll be doing the fireworks show. Because
every single night.
America loves that stuff.
Yeah.
They were doing tests for a new fireworks show at Disney the other day at 6 a.m.
Oh.
Because they can get away with that in Florida.
Wow, okay.
They, like, control the airspace around.
Yeah, right. 6 a.m., though.
I know, that's very early. So, yes, we mentioned this on the show the other day, but we don't have any firm timeline as to when it's going to open.
But they have started construction.
Well, they've got building permits.
Okay.
And they've started they've built an actual building permits office on the site there. So instead of having to go to city council all the time, they can get permission from within their own grounds and stuff like that. It's a good way to move
forward. Powerful, yeah.
Universal is they're always much quicker turnaround from announcement to opening than Disney is.
Why is that? Do we know or...
I think it's just an impetus to get open rather than muck around too long or have Disney has got a lot of different layers of approval it's got to go through, where Universal, the studios are kind of off to the side a little bit more. And the Transformers ride in Universal, I think, got built in like 2 years, which is stupid quick for what it is. So they are they can do a quick turnaround.
Yeah.
I would say 4 years at the earliest is probably a good guess.
I mean, it looks big. Judging by the map, the area is enormous. Now, whether they start off with that all built or not, I suspect they're giving themselves leg room for the future.
Very much so. So if you actually look at this picture, you can see tons of green area that's not going to be used. So they're clearly building it with the future in mind.
Yeah.
Because pretty much every other theme park, they've already filled out their central spoke, and so everything gets tacked on further out. And that creates...
Well, things get replaced.
That's right. Yeah. And you lose things that have a lot of nostalgia value and stuff like that, but it also really heavily impacts the foot traffic of the park because all of a sudden there's a lot more traffic going to one outer rim of the section.
Yeah, right.
So some of the spokes and thoroughfares will become more blocked, and it's not great for everyone. So the fact that they're building this with plenty of land to build in between is a huge thing. Like, that's very cool. If we go, looking at the image, if we kind of go left to right.
Okay.
We'll walk around.
Yes, let's have a wander.
And we can talk about some of the rumours and of what we've heard might be involved and what we can see from this picture and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So once you get past the lagoons, one of them looks like it might be a bit of a stage show lagoon. They've got a Waterworld show, which is very cool. I don't know if there'll be something like that, but I could see that being part. Anyway.
And a good sort of location for that as well.
Yes, right in those central areas. But if you go around to a little bit further than that, there looks like an entryway which appears to be a green pipe, which...
Well, I wonder what that's going
to
be.
If you were going to enter the world of Mario, you're going to want to do that through a green pipe.
Yes, you are.
So it looks very much like this is where Nintendo Land will be based.
Which we knew was going to be a thing.
That's right.
In fact, I think, have they already, it's Singapore, I think, is getting.
Is Singapore and Japan.
Yeah, and then this is the third one. So this one potentially is going to be the last one, but also could be the biggest.
That's right. So... the other ones are dealing with a little bit smaller room. We don't know how much they're going to open with at first, but there's a couple of rides that are expected. Mario Kart for sure.
Oh, 100%.
That's the big one.
And that's going to be the one that will be the staple as well. Like, that's not the kind of ride that you go, all right, we've got a cooler thing, we're just going to take this down and replace it.
It's not going anywhere.
No, you're putting that there.
And depending on how they do it, there aren't too many rides that include a competitive element. Sometimes you'll be sitting next to someone and you're shooting lasers and you're racking up points against each other.
Mm.
But the idea of 8 or 16 people racing karts, that's cool.
I don't even know how they're going to do it, but I'm excited to see how they do, like, the bananas and the shells and
that's it.
All that sort
Whether
of
we
stuff.
Get the power-ups and stuff like that, how they're included. There's a moment of simulating going over a jump, all this sort of stuff. We think there's going to be some sort of Zelda element.
Oh, there'd have to be. I mean, Breath of the Wild was...
That's what I mean. It's massive. It's hugely popular worldwide. We don't see too much of that visual in here, but there's one very large building that we can't see the front of.
Yeah, so that could be
that it. That could be it.
Because what else would you have from Nintendo?
Well, there's two others that we're expecting. One is Yoshi.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And that's going to be a little more family ride, but you ride on a Yoshi that goes
fun.
Around and
yeah,
you've got to help
kids
collect
will
love eggs that. And this sort of stuff. And then behind all of that, it looks like what's Donkey Kong Country.
Right.
And this is the one that has...
I forget about Donkey Kong.
Oh, you can't forget about DK.
I don't know why I do.
This is the one that has me really excited because I think we even spoke about this on the show like a year ago. Universal filed some patents for a roller coaster that actually had two stories of track.
Mm-hmm.
And so you were in a cart on the top track.
Mm.
But there was a beam that came out the side and connected to the actual roller coaster, which was on a set of tracks underneath.
Yeah, I remember this.
So this way you could simulate going off rails, jumps, leaning weird ways and acting strange. So it's very much believed that this is going to be a Donkey Kong mine ride.
That's so cool.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's really fun. So that's kind of what we think's going to be in the Nintendo area.
Yes. I think there's going to be plenty more small things mixed in there.
So
These are your big rides and the big draws, but I can see them popping in some other small stuff. And you've got to have an area that you can run around and, like, jump on a Goomba or...
Have your photograph taken with every single Nintendo character you can think of.
Yeah.
Like, they've got to be wandering around.
And I'm hoping there's big screens where people can play Smash Brothers. Like, imagine if you could have an area where 50 to 100 people could sit and watch Smash Brothers being played live.
And they would too.
And then Universal's got a free Twitch channel.
Oh, yeah.
They could just run that forever.
And people would just sit there and watch it at home.
Mm-hmm. So there's lots of cool opportunities.
That's a cool
opportunity.
They
do seem to be thinking outside the box with a lot of this sort of stuff of it doesn't have to be what we consider a ride.
Yeah, it's an experience.
That's right. It's Nintendo. So there's going to be a lot of screens involved with that for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Universal love their rides with screens and projection mapping and this sort of stuff.
Yep.
But I think they'll also use plenty of animatronics.
Bit of a mixture.
Bit of a mix.
I reckon that's what people would like.
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to get people in. Like, that alone will get people in. I would be very surprised if they don't open with that world. ready.
It's going to be, I think everything in this picture is going to be there day one. Cool. I think that's the plan.
That's great.
Every ride may not be open, but all these lands should be accessible.
Yeah, right.
And it was good that you said earlier that each of these are appealing to a different group.
Mm.
Because that's very true. Of like Nintendo Land, I'm pretty excited by the sound of that. But you walk a little bit further around that spoke, and the next land, there's no news about it. However, it does have an auditorium in it or like another show space.
Mm.
But it looks like it might be themed around the Universal Monsters. So that's your Frankenstein, Invisible Man, Wolfman, Dracula.
So this is like your...
And the Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Not like your Haunted House stuff, maybe more like your Halloween stuff, but all year round?
Yes. And like no one really knows what this sort of stuff could be, but the concept art looks like it could be a very Victorian take of what they've done with Hogwarts.
Bit gothic.
Very gothic. If that's a spot for them to have Halloween Horror Night stuff year round, that would make a lot of sense because...
People love Halloween.
Oh my God. I've been the last 3 years somehow to different Universals to catch Halloween Horror. It's the best.
Yeah.
We just don't do it here.
No, we don't.
Not properly.
Yeah.
Or it's like for kids just going to get some candy.
It's for kids, yeah.
But over there, it's about scaring the bejesus out of you. And so if they have one specific, like there's some bad blood between Universal and Disney down in Orlando dating back to the very beginning because Michael Eisner, who was CEO of Disney at the time,
mm-hmm.
reportedly saw the plans for what Universal Studios was planning to do in Orlando while he was working, I think at Paramount before.
Mm.
So as soon as he got in charge at Disney, he pushed forward Disney's Hollywood Studios in Orlando and got that park built as almost like as a huge FU to Universal. So there's always been a bit of a tacky feeling about that. The reason why I bring that up is because there's been rumored pretty much since Animal Kingdom opened at Disney, which was, I want to say 2001, something like that, their last park in Orlando, there's been rumors that they were going to open a fifth park that was all themed around villains.
Mm.
Disney fans have been wanting this for years because there's so much ripe territory there to do some very different stuff and make a park a little more for adults.
Yeah.
So I could very much see Universal making this monsters area and permanent villain area as a bit of an FU back.
It's not a bad one.
Not at all. And honestly, of everything on that map, it's the one that's got me the most amped of like, oh, that could be cool.
Because I'm thinking about it now. It could be, you know, perceived as like the all year round Halloween, but when it actually comes to Halloween, they could just ramp it up tenfold.
Make it awful.
Yeah.
It's very, very cool.
Now, what about rides? We've talked about Mario Kart ride and Donkey Kong ride. Is there any? I mean, there's always big things like roller coasters.
So there are some roller coasters on the other side of the park.
Oh, okay. Would you think that they would keep Halloween or, you know, the Monsters World relatively ride-free?
I think it will be more walk-through attractions.
Okay.
Like the Walking Dead one that they've got at the moment, which is a mix of some animatronic zombies with live actors. I could see a fair bit of that. And just spitballing and stuff, like it would be really cool if there was like a small river raft ride where you went out and the creature from the Black Lagoon interfered. I'd even just settle for like a Haunted Mansion style thing. You sit in a buggy and go around a bunch of scary scenes.
It's a classic.
Yeah.
And if it's done well and if it's done in a new way, people are still going to want to return over and over and over again to visit it.
And I think there's a really cool opportunity of doing a universal version of a Haunted Mansion where, yes, show the classic monsters, but they've got plenty of rights now. Like they're super involved with Blumhouse and, you know, work in characters from The Ring or...
you're going next level scare. Yeah.
Well, you know what I mean? Mix up the genre of, so it's not just, hey, here's traditional Western culture fear.
Spooky voices.
Exactly. Yeah. Get some of that. Get Annabelle the creepy doll.
Mm.
And, you know what I mean? Like, choose a best of the last few years and just make it over the top horrible. I want Freddy Krueger, like, as a weird bedsheet hanging from the roof, peeling down. And, awful stuff.
That's a great idea. They should have you brainstorming for them.
Listen up. If you're listening, Universal, give me a shout.
All right, so...
So we've gone... That's pretty much the left side of the park now.
Yeah,
back, there's the hotel.
So the hotel will be big. It looks huge.
It looks huge, but...
So what's on the right side of the hotel?
Well, you'll notice that the next thing around is very heavily covered by fireworks.
Yeah,
and I'm pretty sure that's an intentional thing. This is rumored to be another Harry Potter area.
What else would they do Harry Potter-wise?
Well, there's rumors going that it may be based around stuff from Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find
Them.
Oh,
that makes sense, yeah.
So this could be where the MACUSA is, which is the Magic USA headquarters.
Yeah.
Essentially the US equivalent of the Ministry of Magic. And then they could have more magical areas around there. There does appear to be a few large show buildings, so there could be some good rides in there.
Mm.
They're not going to skimp on more Harry Potter rides. No. It's printing money for them.
That's right.
So everyone expected there'd be some sort of Harry Potter presence.
They would be mad not to, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Like, what's the point of having this whole new park if they're not going to put a Harry Potter theme there?
That's right.
Hmm, cool.
It is weird that it doesn't connect to the other parks in any way because they've got all the clever train connecting the two theme parks for the full Harry Potter experience. But if this is set in the US, then it kind of makes sense
it gives them at least separate it and create a whole new world and make it like when they No, you would want trains, but I don't know. They could do anything they wanted here.
Yeah. Look, it'll be more fun indoor rides.
Yeah.
They've got Hagrid's roller coaster and sort of stuff
covering
the outdoor.
Yeah, that's always really fun. Yeah.
So they can do whatever they want. Mm. It'll be inside.
Mm.
And yeah, we don't know too much more about that.
Looks like a big area though.
It's huge.
Yeah.
And I think it's very clever, the placement there, because it gives them opportunity to extend around the hotel if at some point in the future they wanted to turn that into a Harry Potter-themed hotel.
Be mad not to.
Well, I think they're going to see how people respond to the Star Wars hotel at Disney, whether it's fully booked out all the time, and then go from there. And then we move down further down, back towards the start of the park, that no one knows too much about this stuff, but there's a lot of rumours going that it's going to be themed around how to Train Your Dragon, which has been a massive hit for DreamWorks and Universal. And part of that is that there are two roller coasters next to it.
Oh, so you were on a dragon roller coaster.
Yes. Now, Universal, where Hagrid's roller coaster is now, for many years had a pair of roller coasters called Dueling Dragons.
Uh-huh.
And they left the station at the same time. Funny story, I went on it years ago and I was laughing to myself because I took a picture of a sign on the wall that said, if it was like a symbol, if you have any prosthetic limbs, take them off before you ride.
Okay.
So I turned around, took a photo of that, chuckling to myself, and of course the guy behind me in line was removing his arm at the time.
Oh, no.
Staring me dead in the eyes.
Ah.
And they were like, is there any single riders? I'm like, yep. So I got to go ahead in line. And then when I came back after my ride and like was pulling back into the station, there was just an arm propped against the wall.
No. You're like, I know who owns that.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry, that was a digression.
That was a good awkward digression.
Yeah.
Though.
So it makes a lot of sense that they would bring this idea of the Dueling Dragons back. It's
yeah,
a very
that
difficult.
Sounds really cool.
It's very cool, but it's a really difficult roller coaster concept to get right because everything needs to be synchronized within the ride so that the effect of going at each other makes sense.
I get you.
As if it's off at all, it doesn't work nearly as well. So they had a lot of tech difficulties with that old ride, and that's why they're happy to replace it. And if this is a newer version of that where you are riding a dragon, yep.
We're all Daenerys.
So there actually appears to be a few points where the tracks really intersect and
loop around each other.
Which really lends itself to the idea of being on dueling dragons.
And meanwhile, I mean, I know it's just concept, but it looks like a really big, long ride.
It really does. That looks like a couple of miles of track.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's not a short thing. And then, yes, this area next to it, which people think might be How to Train Your Dragon, looks very kiddie themed.
Makes sense.
Yes.
How to Train Your Dragon. I mean, I wonder if potentially there is an age minimum for that ride. So, and just the fact that it is How to Train Your Dragon, you still got to give kids enough so that they're not going to be like, but I want to go on.
That's right. So it looks like there's a handful, maybe even a lot, of smaller youth rides.
Yep.
But if you pull back and look at the whole map, it makes a lot of sense of appealing to all the quadrants because you've got How to Train Your Dragon, which is for quite young children through to what would now be teenagers probably.
Yep.
Then you've got Harry Potter next to that, which is the older teenage, well, everyone really.
It's everyone.
You've got the like the monsters area, which is your older
fans. Your older, yeah. Yep, your adults, teens into adults.
And then Nintendo again.
Everyone.
Appeals to everyone.
They've got it all. And like you said, all these treed areas, like, you know, bush areas or forest, I don't know what you call it, wooded areas.
Wooded areas,
yeah.
Yes.
Where it looks like they'll go, right, in the next 10 years, we'll open up that one to something. That's going to be something. We'll connect this one to that one.
Universal likes to open something every year.
Mm.
No matter what, how big or small, they open one thing that they
can
promote
attraction.
Every year.
Yeah.
Yes. And to keep doing that in Orlando, they've had to continually rip up stuff and replace, which is cool because a lot of it that's gone was fine.
Yeah.
But then there's stuff that is totally beloved. So the new Harry Potter area that opened a few years ago is on top of what used to be Amity Bay. It was where Jaws was.
Yeah, right.
I loved that
Jaws
ride.
And that's iconic, you know, or it was.
It was a trash ride by the end. Like, they had so many problems over
the
years
with it.
Been
there for years, though.
And they spent millions of dollars revamping it multiple times.
Yeah, right.
So it makes sense, but this just gives them an opportunity for the next 10 to 15 years of not put everything in this park because that will make the others suffer.
Yeah, that's true.
But it means every second to third year they can open a land, not just a ride.
What a great idea.
Yeah.
Imagine how much money this is costing them. I mean, they're going to make it back 100%.
They'll make it back.
But they're not going to skimp out. It's going to be amazing.
Look, they've been emboldened by the last 10 years basically with Harry Potter of they had to do something big to respond to Disney because Universal were always seen as the secondary place to go in Universal.
Yep.
In Orlando, you'd go and you might spend a week at Disney and then Universal had two parks that you'd think, oh, maybe we'll just do a day of those.
Yeah.
Where they've really amped it up, especially with Harry Potter, of you need at least 2 days to do it.
Mm.
And this just helps solidify their part. You know, 2 years ago they bought a water park as well and completely redid that. So they're now muscling into that same Disney territory of you could spend a week at Universal.
It certainly looks like you can spend a week at this one. This is crazy.
I'll say it now. I want to be there when it opens.
When do you reckon that'll be? Ballpark?
23, 24.
That's not that far.
It's not that far.
Considering what they've got to do.
Exactly. I think that's being very generous.
Yeah. 25 then.
Yeah.
5 years, well, 5.5,
yeah,
to get that done and to have it looking absolutely amazing. Do you know what I'm most interested about out of all of that?
What's that?
The How to Train Your Dragon roller coaster. I'm really interested to see how that comes out.
It looks pretty awesome.
Yeah. I just think that that's going to be one of those episodes of can you believe, engineering
shows. Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
And it's going to be fascinating to watch.
They will have at least 3 to 5 world firsts in this park when it opens.
Mm.
And that might be the longest, fastest dueling roller coaster.
Yeah.
I could see the longest continuous dark ride, which is a Haunted Mansion
style thing, an
indoor show that you watch while on moving things. And then the Nintendo stuff. That if they can do that Donkey Kong roller coaster and Mario Kart.
Mario Kart you already know is going to be a winner.
Yeah.
But my expectations of it is going to be a winner, but they're just going to go to that much more effort to have these really cool bits where like we were talking about, I can't believe they figured out how to power boost, that kind of thing.
Yep.
It's going to be so cool. I reckon we're going to have to keep an eye on this, and whenever we hear new news, we'll bring it straight to you, whether it be a special or just in the weekly podcast. And if you hear anything, send us an email, let us know any rumors, or just if you live in Florida and you drive past and you go, well, I saw this and it could potentially be this. thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com is the place to send it to. Tom, thank you very much.
You're welcome. That was a big thank you. I didn't know how to respond to that other than just general thanks.